Hey everybody, this is Shannon with VIP Kid World. Welcome back. In today's podcast, I wanted to start something a little new. I know most of the podcasts recently have been the book reading, which I do hope that you've been enjoying, but I wanted to start something to disperse between doing some of the ABCs for VIPs, which are a little bit longer. So I wanted to start a new series, which I am calling ESL Bites. And these are going to be a little bit shorter, little bite-size podcasts that I just want to be able to talk about some very quick and good suggestions that I hope you can implement right away in your classroom after taking a listen. And hopefully they'll be quite a bit shorter than some of the other podcasts, so easier to listen to. For today's ESL Bite, I wanted to talk a little bit about a topic that I haven't really discussed on the podcast. One day will be a nice long one, but it has to do with extending. I actually do have an extension workshop, full hour-long workshop called Extension and Exemplification. If you have not been to it, definitely check it out. But one of the things that I think is so interesting about extending is how amazing an extension can actually be. Now, sometimes we are maybe very basic in the way that we choose to extend in the classroom. We think, okay, well, how do I extend? I just start asking more questions to the student, or I just start introducing more vocabulary words, or I ask students to define vocabulary words that are on the screen so as to add new information to their mind or add clarification for the concepts that are being talked about on the screen. Lots of great ways to extend. Props, pictures. There are a world full of possible extension. But I want to bring up an idea, a way of extending that is not just filling in the empty space, filling in time for a child who is obviously ahead of the curriculum. There's something that I've really enjoyed doing in the form of extending, and that has to do with specifically extending for a purpose, and that being extending in the direction that the curriculum moves. Now, if you're listening and you're a brand new teacher, this can be very difficult. So I would highly suggest taking a look at some of the curriculum overviews that are on the portal. I also have a link to a curriculum overview set of documents for each one of the levels. If you want to check that out, you can actually take a look at my resources that I give out in all of my workshops, which is bit.ly/curriculum overviews, all lowercase. If you put that in, then you should be able to find the curriculum overviews, which should be really easy to take a look at. But for many of the teachers who might be listening that are a little bit more familiar with the level that you're in, one of the things that I have always found to be so interesting is making sure that you're not just randomly adding extensions to your class, but you're actually trying to prepare the student for a future concept that might be a little bit more difficult than some of the things that they're working on now. One of the things I like to do is watch other students. So as I'm progressing through levels, I like to take a look at new additions that hit the students pretty hard. What are some grammatical concepts that most students struggle with? What are some, content in levels 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the ones that I teach the most? What are the things that students are struggling with? And how can I do what I like to call leave breadcrumbs on the way for some of my regular students or kids who are 1, 2, 3, 4 units before that difficult concept appears. Being able to set them up for success really does seem like a pretty interesting way of adding an extension to the classroom. Here's a good example. If you've ever had the chance to take a look at my YouTube page, which yes, I actually have a YouTube page. It's called, what is it called? Who even knows? But if you check VIP Kid and put Shannon, you'll probably be able to find my YouTube page. Something. I don't even know. Been a while since I put up any videos. Probably should do that soon. But one of the things that I have is a pretty cool video about teaching the past tense, how to prepare students to succeed in the past tense. And if you've taught at any length of time with VIP Kid, you know that teaching the past tense, that is one of the most difficult concepts for VIP Kid students. partially because they do not conjugate verbs in Chinese. So the idea of conjugated verbs that are so wild and they change and they look different and they sound different from the way they look, it's a very complicated concept. So one of the things that I choose to do and have done for a long time is leave breadcrumbs for all of my students before that unit, level 3, unit 11, in order to prepare them for something difficult to come. Before I did this, my students did like many other teachers. They struggled through that level 3 unit 11 class, those classes. But after starting to implement this breadcrumb leaving, so to speak, starting in level 3 unit 1 with the introduction of did as a sight word, I slowly was able to help students every single unit to learn one small detail about something within the unit, probably a sight word or a past tense word that appears within the PowerPoint in one of the paragraphs or one of the readers. By doing that, leaving those breadcrumbs for months and months, all of my students now get to the past tense unit and it's easy breezy. So being able to do more than just ask extension questions, add new vocabulary words, which granted is amazing and it's an awesome addition to the classroom. But maybe there's a way that in addition to just extending in a question or vocabulary word or prop or something to that way, to that effect way, maybe we can also extend in a way that's going to help not only the student, but ourselves in future units. I would say that that is something that I've really enjoyed trying to do. And I think taking a more analytical look at the levels in general as I teach them, a little bit less do it and done, more how can I use the knowledge that I learned from teaching this specific class, even to a different student, to help me in the future with other students who will have to go through this exact same class. At the same time, we can extend in ways for students who have mastered a certain topic. I'm sure there are some of you out here who've done this, and it's something I didn't really think about doing for a long time. But I have a student, her name is Fiona, and she's very, very smart. And I noticed that her reading was just always really good. And she always got excellent. And at some point, I just decided, okay, well, there's no point in me just continuing to allow her to just be excellent all the time. So maybe we can increase the difficulty by adding in some additional components that are not built into the PowerPoints. They're not even close to built into the curriculum. So with Fiona, we have started to concentrate on inflection and reading style. Now, this is something that really doesn't come up much until you get way deep into level 6 and level 7, where we start to focus on, you know, reading more than just speaking correctly, more than just pronouncing words correctly, but reading with emphasis, with inflection, pausing correctly at periods and commas and what those things are really used for. And it's been very interesting, and I've actually gotten really good feedback from the parents saying they appreciate that kind of added difficulty to the class. And I can see her paying a lot more attention than she did before. So it's just these kind of small things that I think come out of analyzing our own classroom, just kind of saying, okay, well, my class is cool, but can it be better? Can it be improved? Well, of course it can. We just have to take that kind of third person perspective to say, do I like it? Okay, well, can I like it more? Can it be more beneficial to my student? So that's just something I wanted to talk a little bit today in this ESL bite. Thank you so much for your support. Please feel free to share the podcast wherever you would like. And once again, always available if you need any, want to ask any questions, give any ideas for future podcasts. I'm always available. Find me on social media, whatnot, send the email, whatever works. But thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.